Kirby and Josh. Home solution by Metricon, a fixed price home and land specialist.
Oh, what a day. What a way to wrap up the week.
The vibe is high.
The vibe is great.
And I think we have to thank Isaac Turner for that.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I'm glad he was in the studio because you were getting angry. And I thought, oh, God, if this was just me and her.
Because you pulled something through three-pointer, the game we play with Isaac, which I know many people are not happy about. Messages have been flooding in.
He gave a good argument.
He didn't give an argument. You just gave a reason. Anyway.
Well, it was psychological.
You can figure it out for yourself and see if you're on Team Josh or Team Me.
Another winner, of course. That was fantastic.
The most unbelievable sound.
Oh, that was a good little bit.
Yeah.
I didn't mind that.
We got people to guess the most intense sound.
Yeah.
And the story that's behind it, even more unbelievable than the sound.
Yep.
It was fun. Played the emoji game.
Yeah.
I feel like you really are a dad sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes it's like, oh, Josh is kind of cool. And other days I go, oh, no, he's a dad.
Because you've got to remember, I'm not big into social media or anything. I barely text you.
I know, he doesn't.
Unless it's about footy, I don't care. I don't want to know about it.
Look, it was a fun show.
It was great. You can check it all out right now. Supercats, they're taking on Frankston this Saturday, the 22nd of May. Women kick off at 5 p.m, the men kicking off at 7 p.m, and we're super excited to have the Geelong Supercats superstar Isaac Turner in the studio. Welcome back.
Feeling good today.
Feeling good.
You sound very calm.
Now, how good is this? He walks into the studio and he's like, Herb, you got a message for you from a lady, a fan of the show, or is it a fan of yours? We'll find out.
I think maybe a fan of, she's a Supercats fan, but you know, but she's a fan of me through that. So. Shout out to Ruby. Her name's Ruby.
Yeah.
And she listens to the segment, I think almost every week,
yeah.
I would like to say, but she reckons that the game's rigged.
That's Josh doing that then.
And she reckons that you train for this almost every day.
I don't.
She said she was almost a little too good and she thinks that you had the answers.
How can I prove it this time?
Well, I can prove it for you.
Yeah.
There's no way I want her to win.
Oh.
I feel like we've established that along the journey.
And I have better things, honestly, in my life. Than to practice every day for this.
Actually, I can't disprove that part. And to say that you've got more going on in your life is a lie. But hey, so how'd the team go? You obviously didn't play.
Yeah. So I sat out last weekend, but you know they did awesome without me. Arguably better without me. So I don't know. Maybe I'll just
keep that bench warm for a little bit longer.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. No. They went really well. A couple guys, you know, stepped up in a big way. So shout out to Gabe and shout out to Jack McDonald. They did awesome. So
how are the women's going?
They're going well. They last week against Melbourne Tigers, it was a pretty big game because they have a really talented team. I think they're up higher on the ladder. So they ended up getting a great win.
Good stuff.
You love to see it. So
good
really
to see.
Good.
When you're sitting there and obviously not playing, do you get jealous that you're not out there? And do you think, I hope they don't go too well because, you know, I'm still the main man here.
Oh, man. No, I wouldn't. That's exactly it. No,
he's winking at me now.
I think I don't think jealous is the word, but just more so maybe a bit anxious, just wishing I could be out there and play. Yeah, I think that's the most frustrating thing.
Any chance that get you going when you are playing? Like, is the old defense, does that get you going? Or is there one, like, or is it just Isaac Turner, you're my man or something?
Yeah, that's the main one. Isaac Turner, you're my man. Yeah.
Plays through his headphones.
It's his ringtone.
It's him actually saying it.
It's me, it's me talking to myself.
Sultry.
Good.
No, I wouldn't say like anything that gets me going. I think anything that if the crowd sort of gets into it, you know, you can't help but get pumped up a little bit.
Yeah, it's good.
That's a message for the crowd.
Yeah,
get excited.
Get hyped. Yeah. Get hyped for
what
it.
What do you listen to before the game? What are you sort of into?
Static. I listen to nothing.
Really?
Silence.
Really? Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's not as exciting.
I'm not a big
I thought when he said static, I was going to go, oh, like a white noise.
Static, white noise. That's what I meant. Yeah.
She's coming to a party at Isaac's. Yeah. Oh, this is fun.
It'll be weird. Generally, like, you know, I don't really listen to music like during our warm up routine.
Distraction
like,
stuff, you reckon?
No, like I just, I don't know. I find just getting around the boys and having a good time, just chatting. Yeah. Like they play music over the speakers and
that's
stuff.
Enough,
but I generally don't like have my own personal, I guess.
Playlist.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
So. Well, you are in here for, I mean, yeah, absolutely to promote the Supercats and they are playing on Saturday. But really, you're in here for the 3-pointer.
Exactly. That's the only reason.
How are you feeling? Do you want a warm-up question?
I think we need a warm-up question.
We want a warm-up question.
I'm a little like, I mean, I'm on a downward skid, so I'm a little bit, you know, I got to get my stuff together.
Well, I've got pressure on me now, because supposedly I've been cheating for
Yeah, she has been, supposedly. She has been.
Have you been checking my emails?
I'm just asking the question.
I'm on Isaac's side here.
There you go. There
and
you go.
Ruby. Okay. Name somewhere you would exercise starting with P.
Park.
Oh,
that was Herbie.
I think that was Herbie.
But
you're on. That's all good. We're going to come back and we're going to play the 3-pointer next.
Herbie and Josh's.
Our 3 wins the series.
3-pointer.
He got the shot off. Oh my God.
With your own Supercat superstar, Isaac Turner.
I really enjoyed playing with you guys.
Speaking about getting a shot off, LeBron James in the NBA Finals. Oh, wasn't he good?
You got to love it.
It's exactly why he gets paid the big bucks. That's what you want. Gosh, it was exciting, wasn't it?
Imagine being a billionaire and like just playing basketball. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be pretty sweet.
I mean, instead of running a company, you know, you don't have to do a company. You just like all of a sudden
shooting hoops.
Oh, man.
Just really good. Good on him. Deserves all the money. All right, so we are playing the 3-pointer. I'll give you a category and a letter. You just have to blurt out your answer as quickly as possible, quicker than the other person. Do you have any pre-game rituals to like, you know, like any lucky things that you do?
Think
you want to start doing a bit now?
No, nothing now. Yeah, but maybe I should start doing that.
Yeah.
We'll see. We don't know. There's no winning
we'll
yet.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I'm backing you in. First to three, obviously.
Here we go.
Name a cartoon character starting with M.
Mickey Mouse.
Oh, that is easily Isaac. Ooh.
I don't know why in my head I was only thinking of Bugs Bunny. I'm like, well, that's not going to
happen. I was thinking Bugs Bunny too.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I think that's a problem. You predetermine, you know, and then you get bugs
just
on the mind.
Just a cartoon. I couldn't see that.
Got to keep that mind blank.
Do you know what, Isaac? You're off.
Right,
Ruby.
One.
There we go. Shout out Ruby.
One to nothing. They're on to us. All right. Things you pack in a suitcase starting with R.
Rocks.
Runners.
What did you say?
I said rocks.
Do you know what?
You do not, Josh, you do not
Yeah, pack like crystals.
Hold
like
on.
You do
hold
not
on.
Pack rocks in a suitcase.
Could be a geologist.
No, do not. That is such a far stretch. That is... Well, I'll say anywhere
can
next...
Can I just ask
shout out to all the geologists.
Would a geologist pack rocks?
Josh, I will say any word next, and I'll find a way that it can be the answer, if that's how we're going
to
play.
All right, well, I'll give it to Isaac. Do you want to give me the point, or do you want to take the point?
I'm taking the point.
Okay, 2-0. Okay, I'm going to go with the guess.
I see how it is.
Now, Ruby wants to talk about rigged.
Herbie's turning red. Her cheeks are red right now.
No, I get how the game's being played now.
That's her being nice. No, so you wait till I cop it after.
Ruby thought we were cheating beforehand.
I should have said Ruby.
All right, here we go. Next one. For the win, Isaac.
Like a human. Right, Isaac.
You could. You know what? all right.
A little illegal.
Something on your feet starting with S.
Socks.
Shoes. He's done it.
He has done it.
He's done it, ladies and gentlemen.
I went to say shoes. Came out of shores.
Did you say shores?
I said shores is shoe. It was a fancy way of saying shoes.
Shoes, socks.
Oh, he's back on top. Good game.
I mean,
oh, here we go.
I'm not. No, you did well today. Josh, on the other hand.
She's upset.
I just want to know, would a geologist pack rocks in a suitcase?
Probably not, because they're going to look for them. They don't take them home with them.
What if it's a return trip, though?
You don't take them with you. They go in the bloody museum, don't they? Mm-hmm.
Well, someone's going to pack the rocks. They've got to get somewhere. You know? the Supercats are in action tomorrow, taking on Frankston. The NBL 2021 season is here. Catch the Geelong Supercats kicking off at 5 for the women and 7 p.m. for the men's. Isaac Turner, until next week.
Until next week. He's very happy. There you go, Ruby, for you.
It is Herbie and Josh
for
on
you,
camera.
Ruby.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Police officers, they are incredible humans. They help save lives. They protect.
Yep.
They honestly are the backbone of many communities.
Well, I wouldn't do it. It's too much. No. It's too hard.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And for one cop over in Virginia, I reckon he has gone above and beyond. honestly, you put this on your resume, he'll be hired anywhere. And not just in the police force. He could be hired anywhere because there's some audio that's come off their body cam footage.
Yep.
And it's what he did when he arrived to a scene.
Yep.
There had been a car crash. A lady was trapped. And then he helped the lady get freed by single-handedly lifting the car.
Insane.
Don't believe me. Listen to the audio.
Okay.
It's intense, clearly. Clearly he's trying very hard.
And he doesn't. It's unbelievable. It's made the news over in the States because they're gone, look at this hero.
Yeah.
He really has put his body on the line.
I mean, the sound is quite jarring, but he's lifting a car, isn't he?
But I thought because that audio is so great, it'd be interesting to see if people could guess what this guy is doing from the audio. Because if you hear that, you might think some other things.
Yeah. So we went around the office a little earlier and just wanted to see if people could work out
what the audio is.
Here we go.
It sounds like a strong man doing something, lifting weights, lifting barbells.
Ooh, interesting.
You know, doing doing a clean and jerk.
Sounds like two blokes wrestling in high school, one of those like American high school mats.
Trying to lift something heavy. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Is that it?
Yeah. What are you reckon they're doing?
Are they mowing the lawn?
Well, I don't want to know what mowing the lawn means in our house. Kirby and Josh.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. What happened this week with Herbie and Josh?
Some important news.
This is important news.
Very important.
Welcome your host, Louis Zacker.
Unfortunately, I had to update that. Didn't get around to it because we've got Chondre instead of Louis. Hello.
Yeah, he's back, but we're very happy to have you.
Yes, got some shoes to fill today. I hope Louis is feeling a bit better.
Well, to be fair, I don't know how you felt about it because you're already trying to organise a boxing match against Herbie in the break, and I thought, geez.
I am a little competitive, like just a little bit.
I'm very competitive. Josh has seen the side of
it. Yeah, I'm scared of it, to be honest. but not to worry. So you brought in stuff. You got five questions, or first to three, I think the game is.
Yeah, so I've got five questions for you guys today.
Okay, cool. All right. First to three. Wait till the question's
been... I've kept it easy.
So we have to wait till you say it. And when I say we, it's basically I have to wait because I jump in.
I need to take a bit of time. I just like to think about
it. Just relax.
Yeah, I know. Right. I won't be relaxing in the ring, Chondre, that's for sure.
Bring it on.
Okay. All righty, here we go. First question.
All right. So which Aussie has been announced as the next Bachelorette?
Herbie.
Oh, there's no chance of me.
Brooke Lurdon.
Yes, correct.
I'm going to say it here first. Not a fan.
Honey Badger?
She was on the Honey Badger season.
Yeah.
Right.
She's the show's first Indigenous woman.
She is.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of hers?
Yeah, I was actually. I'm probably watching.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. We'll see how we go.
All right. Next question.
Yeah, next one. Yeah, number two.
All right. So which two teams are playing in the AFL tonight?
Josh.
Oh.
It is Richmond and Brisbane.
Amazing.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. Okay, I get it.
I'm on Team Chondre, to be honest.
I think she's on Team Josh.
one
apiece, all right?
Piece, yeah.
Okay. Hey, just relax.
Chondre.
Oh, God. All right, so sticking in AFL still, which AFL team is on top of the ladder?
Josh. Melbourne.
Yes, correct.
They'll go 10.
I feel like you dinged before I said yes.
He does that a lot when it comes to him.
I knew.
I
was confident.
If you say stuff.
Yeah, obviously.
Well, they will. They're playing Adelaide. If they don't, then there's an upset.
I love it. All right.
All right.
For the win.
For the win. Which airline announced job cuts this week?
Josh. Qantas?
Correct.
Did you get
three?
Wow.
Gave you the first little one just to, and then just.
Mm. Okay, I missed one.
Well,
do you know what? Congratulations, Josh.
Well done,
Josh. How do you feel about it, Chondre?
Yeah, look.
We know she's Team Josh.
I'm about to say.
I'm so happy for you, Josh.
It's rigged. That's why they're all AFL. It's Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
A big warning has been issued out of the States from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Mm.
And this is warning people who own chickens.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night.
Great song. Sorry, I just have to hear it a little bit.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I love the music we're playing on K-Rock. A little bit more country wouldn't go astray there.
I don't mind. I don't mind country at all. But it's a warning to people who don't just have lots of chickens, but it's ones who might have a few backyard chickens.
Yeah, my mate's got chickens.
A lot of people do. Yeah. I would love to have chickens. Get some fresh eggs. All about that
for
in
sure.
the morning. Save you a lot of time.
Don't get too
delicious.
Many, though, if there's only a couple of you. They've always got too many eggs left over.
Yeah, oh.
That's the other thing.
You've got to start handing them out.
You really do.
It turns into its problem on its own. But that's not the issue that they've warned.
Yeah.
They've warned, and this is the quote that they've put up, don't kiss or snuggle backyard poultry and don't eat or drink around them. This can spread salmonella germs to your mouth and make you sick.
People are kissing chickens?
I didn't know that they were kissing chickens.
Is it like an affection? Because I'll give Sally and Greta a kiss on the head.
The dogs.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a bit different though, isn't it?
I guess. I mean.
But then is it? Maybe that's weird too, to be honest. I don't know.
Each to their own, I guess. Well, I've never owned chickens, but I have visited my, they're a relation, second cousins farm.
Whatever.
Back when I was younger. And I remember hugging those chickens. I love those chickens. Mm. Actually, maybe I understand the warning a bit more now. So when I was 8 and my eldest brother, he was 10, our parents sent us in the school holidays to go visit our second cousins in Snowtown in South Australia.
Yeah, right, the murderous town.
Yep.
Yeah.
The bodies in a barrel. Yep.
By yourself on a bus. Yep.
So mum and dad sent us from a bus from Melbourne to Snowtown.
If you come back, great.
So, I mean, there's already a few questions going around that. Anyway, finally get to the farm. I'm having the best time of my life. And there's these chickens that I became best friends with. And so I was playing with them all the time.
Well, you're 8, you know.
Yeah.
Excited.
I'm from the city. I'm now on a farm living up the best life.
Living the dream.
It's great. So I was hugging them all the time. I wasn't kissing them, can confirm. Didn't kiss the chicken. But I was hugging them all the time. And then a few days later, I remember being inside the house and my second aunt came up to me.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, oh, Herbs, you keep scratching your head. What's going on? I've gone, oh, I don't know. And then she ended up checking my hair thinking I had nits and then had to take me to the pharmacy.
Yeah.
Where they checked me. Didn't have nits.
What'd you...
Instead,
what do you have?
I had gotten fleas from the chickens.
Oh, heavy.
I'm
not lying. What were you just rubbing your head against them? You were an absolute weirdo.
Throwing you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
There's a guy over in the States who has lost it on Twitter after he found out the real reason and meaning behind a certain emoji.
Okay.
So you know when you go to type a message and say I write the word love and a love heart pops up?
Yeah.
And so that's when you get to emojis, the actual meaning. So love heart means love.
Okay, yeah, gotcha.
And so if you write birthday, you could have a few options. There's a cake, there's a party hat or the...
It gives you the suggestion,
one that's, yeah. So that's what it means behind the emoji.
Mm.
Now, he realised the teary face. So you know the one, it's a sad face. It's not tears coming down, but the eyes are watering.
Yeah.
So quite upset.
It's cute sort of thing.
It's like, oh, I'm very upset. Yeah. So, yeah, it's cute, but it's still not happy.
Yeah. What's the
matter? So what would you think it is?
I don't know. I just use it on TikTok when it's like a heartfelt moment.
Yeah, and that's what you'd think it would be. So if you type
What's
in your
mean?
Phone,
yeah,
please, sir, that emoji will appear.
Please, sir. Oh, like, please, sir, I want some more.
I guess so. It doesn't.
Oh, like, that's a very strange. It's a very strange, way to trigger that emoji.
So he's horrified. He's stunned.
Okay, I guess so.
Who's going to find it?
I mean, I thought it was like an emotional one.
Yeah. It does ruin the meaning behind it.
Yeah. I'll stick to my meaning.
Yeah.
You know?
Keep
Whereas
your meaning.
You interpret them how you want. You know.
But I thought for a bit of fun, going off that emoji.
Yeah.
Let's have a bit of a emoji game.
Okay.
So I'll throw out some emojis to you, and you've got to figure out which celebrity I'm talking about.
Okay, all right.
So I'll do an example.
Yeah.
This is a practice round. No pressure on you at the moment, Josh. So two emojis have come through. You've got a tomato and a cruise ship.
Tomato, cruise ship. So Tom Cruise.
Yes.
Bang.
As simple as that. You with me?
Love that.
Okay.
Well, have you set me up for failure here? Like, oh, the first one's nice and easy. Just
No, I honestly have gone very easy on
okay.
you.
Okay, just to make the game good.
Let's end the week on a high.
Okay.
So my fingers are crossed that you can actually
all
get
right.
these.
Here we go. Next one.
Three emojis have come through to you.
Yep.
You've got a microphone.
Yep.
The shirt with the tie, very formal
microphone,
attire.
Microphone, shirt, yeah.
And the sun emoji.
Microphone, shirt, sun. Oh,
so a microphone,
microphone,
a shirt with a tie on it.
A shirt with a tie.
And a sun emoji.
I don't know what it is.
You give up? Mike.
Tyson. Oh,
Josh, I made it easy.
Well, now it's easy. You know, it's easy when you've got the answers in front of you, Herbie.
Okay.
Okay. And let's just get basic trivia. You've failed four times in a row. So I'm, you're trying to give me hieroglyphics okay. here, and someone's got to decode it.
They're emojis you use every day.
All right. Okay.
All right. Next one. Two emojis.
Yep.
The guy running emoji.
Yep.
You'd use that one a lot, wouldn't you?
Yep. Yeah.
And a lightning bolt.
Oh, Usain Bolt.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it.
He's on the board. There
okay,
we go.
There we go.
You with me now?
Last one. Here
All
we
right,
go.
Let's end on a high. Come on, everybody. Two emojis.
Yep.
The island emoji.
The island.
And a fishing rod.
Isla Fisher.
Yeah,
get in. Well done. Retiring now. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955. Herbie and Josh's phone booth. Will someone pick up?
We're sorry.
Well, what a week it has been with this, Herbie. We started on Monday, of course.
We made a few phone calls and we managed to get someone who picked up just on Moorabool Street. It was very exciting because we haven't had it. We're in shock.
Yeah, that's right.
The guy's name was Dan. He was a lovely guy. He was going to Westfield to buy a pair of Vans. And then that's all we know about him.
Yeah, we didn't get his number. I wanted to get in contact with him. We've been trying all week. Social media's been... A lot of them tagged Dan Andrews.
Yep.
That was, he's not the man, obviously.
He's not the man. We actually got a spirit medium, Lindy Gunston, on to see if she had any idea who our Dan was.
Then, thankfully, a guy by the name of Geordie, he got in contact with us. Reckons he knew who our Dan was. He was 90% sure.
He was so, so sure. He had sent us so much details through Facebook. He sent us photos, everything. You and I, last night, left the show thinking, oh, my gosh, we have found Dan, and we are that excited because I reckon we're there. I reckon we found Dan.
Oh, my heart's raced a bit. So we've got Geordie on the line. Geordie, did you meet Dan last night, and is he the man?
Yeah. So I spoke to Dan, and it's not our Dan that we're looking for.
Shattered.
Yeah, I was absolutely shattered. I was so sure. I really believed that it was him. Yeah, and he had a good laugh about it too.
How did you lead with it? Did you pick up a payphone?
Yeah,
I said, oh, you didn't happen to be on your way in to buy some new Vans on Monday at all, did you? And he goes, oh, what? No, I didn't pick up no random payphone.
Devo.
Did you look down at his feet, though? Is he in need of Vans?
I believe so.
It's all right. We appreciate that you helped us out in the investigation to find Dan. It's at a bit of a dead end, but that's okay. We're not giving up.
No, no worries. Yeah, I'm happy to help. I hope you guys find him.
Well, yeah, I don't know what to do. I'm a bit deflated after that. A bit flat.
I honestly thought we had found Dan.
Oh, well.
Maybe it's just a man that doesn't want to be found.
Well, we'll find out. We'll think about it over the weekend, see what we come up with.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
There's been an ad that's resurfaced of a big superstar. Dua Lipa is the lady in question.
She's probably, I would say she's probably the top female at the moment out there.
Yeah, well, she'd be among the handful of, there's only a few of them that are really that big.
She's putting out song after song after song at the moment. She's a very hot
Always
property.
Good too.
Yeah.
Always good. Anyway, so she was on an ad back in like 2013 for the X Factor.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a bit of how she sounded.
I want to join a band and play in front of crazy fans. Yes, I call that temptation.
Oh. So still pretty great vocally.
Very talented.
So from that, people were up in arms because no one on that show that year did any good, and she was only just on the ad, and no one picked her up until later on.
So unsigned.
Unsigned, which is just mental, isn't it?
You'd be kicking yourself if you missed that one.
I mean, X Factor, great show, don't get me wrong.
You and I, big fans of a singing show.
Oh, any big, yeah, any song.
We've spent a few hours caught up on golden buzzers and everything in the studio here, just watching these talented people going, listen to this.
Tell you what, can produce a TV show,
yep.
Can't produce a superstar, which is what they could have done with Dua Lipa.
Gosh, you'd be annoyed.
Oh, the money that they've missed out on. So we'll go through some of the people that were rejected. Musicians that have gone on to be big, big things. So let's kick it off. Missy Elliott, rapper,
really?
Famous prior to selling millions of records, inspiring, well, really the R&B generation,
Queen.
Really. Yeah. Like, she was probably the first
Can
one.
Work?
When you
let me worry.
Told she was too fat to be a successful singer.
Oh, that grinds my gears, and I love that she proved them wrong.
Oh, like, imagine saying that. Lady Gaga?
Surely not.
Nah, didn't like her. No one thought anything of her. Basically, just think she didn't have it. She's a bit too out there.
See, people just think you've got to be a stock standard person.
Mm.
Anyone can be anyone. This is ridiculous.
Kanye West, rejected. Now, did they know what he was like, you know?
These days, yeah. A few question marks around that one. But again, very talented man. He's got his brand too, worth a lot of money.
You too?
Tell you what with you two, every time
I
think of them,
good. I'm just going
to
put it out.
It's because they pop on your phone if you've got an Apple iPhone, if you forget to do anything, and you're like, why is you two playing again?
Everyone still remembers that, don't they, when they put the app. And there was everyone was in uproar, like they invaded your privacy.
I'd love to know how much they pay for that.
Well, a lot for the album. But did you care that they put music on your phone?
I just hated it was you too.
Yeah, like it gave me a good bit.
I wouldn't have signed them like that person didn't.
No, for sure. Dave Grohl, he got rejected. Ed Sheeran, he was one until obviously your mate, Gadinski.
Gadinski, yeah.
Picked him up. And then the Beatles.
No way.
Yeah. Turned him down, decided they went with another guy instead. In his defence, their eventual producer, George Martin, said that they were rejected based on their audition, said it wasn't very good.
Okay, fair enough.
Not really. You've missed out on billions of dollars.
I mean,
it's not really. Well, it wasn't really good enough at the time. Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah.
Or?
Nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. Just go on a date yourself or just catch up with your friends. I don't know. Maybe it's because I don't really go on them.
Depends who the double date's with. If it's, you know, a couple that you really get on with, awesome.
It's not, you know, the awkward one, like, say, you're in a relationship and then you're setting up people.
Oh, that's so awkward. Yeah, very awkward.
I don't know, are you a fan of a double date?
Not like that, not in that scenario. Especially if it wasn't, like, someone that I didn't know well. So Kat's like, hey, we're going on a double date with these people.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
You can't get out of it.
Yep. We're sort of going on a double date. Not really. Tonight, though. Me and Kat are coming and you're coming along.
Yeah, but it's not mine.
No, it's not a date. You've just got a guy that's coming from work.
Yeah.
Maybe. Who knows?
Who's in a relationship.
That's right. Yeah. Well, you never know. You never know. labelling your banana.
Yeah, nah.
Or?
Nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. But why... Is it just me that my mind's gone there? Like, what do we, why?
I've never thought about it either, right?
Why?
Like, I'm talking about the fruit. The kitchen bowl. Writing with it on with pen on it to say, hey.
That's yours?
Yeah.
People don't do that.
Beck Judd does it. She's asked her followers on social media, do you label your bananas as well? Or is it just me?
Oh, so you can't put that out there, Beck Judd, because people are thinking you're talking about something else, mate.
She's shown a picture and had don't touch its Bex on the banana.
Again, don't touch its Bex. It still sounds like very much stay away from Chris Judd.
No, you're very crook. That's the problem. Bringing your pets to work.
Yeah, nah.
Or?
Nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah, they're a distraction. Don't bring them in. And then because everyone has to think that your pet's the cutest thing, when if it comes in and it's not that cute, and everyone's like, oh, gosh, now we have to tell Josh that his dogs are that cute, but we've got to play. It's just, it's an ordeal. You don't want to be part of that. Don't bring them.
Who hurt you? Just in life. Because it's just every time we do this, it should just be called yeah, nah. And I'll just list some topics. Yeah, nah. Yeah, no. Yeah, no.
I mean, I understand why sometimes pets are in buildings, but you've got a job to do.
So, you know how normally athletes bring out their kids when they run through the banner or whatever it is?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Jason Tomalolo plays for the Cowboys, and for his 201st game, he had his family, because they couldn't do it on the 200th, they did it the home game.
Yeah.
Had his family, had his partner and their dog, and he ran out and hugged the dog.
See, I don't mind that.
Okay,
I don't mind that.
Oh, now I'm changing my tune. See, I can be fun. I can be not hurt so badly.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.